right, let's see that focus. Okay, just we left off, you know, very, very upset, because we didn't really have an answer for this year in the Rambam, which I thought we wouldn't come back to, but then I've been coming back to it. And so your other people have been emailing me. The Rambam, this is it's a flat out Sira. The Rambam says that Yovel was not knowing during Baisheni. He says there's no Yovel, there's no Dinavati Erichoma. But the Mishnah says, and it's called all Rashat, that Hillel made a takana about Bati Erichoma, that on the end of the 12th year, if the guy, 12th month, if he's hiding, you just give the money to Bedin. So obviously there's Bati Erichoma. And I pointed out the only person I found as of last year who discussed this was the Chok Natan in Erichin, and the old Vahadars, they actually printed him in the back. In the old days, there was a book called Akiva Kakanim before Achronim that had him. Nathan or Jeller, so I forget exactly his last name. And he said it must be the Rambam didn't have the gear, so that was the kind of Hillel and was the kind of from Bais Rishon, which is really impossible because the Mishnah says Hillel, all can say the Mishnah say Hillel, and the Gemara quotes it 10 times and always say the kind of Hillel. Okay, now two other answers since then. One is the you know, one I'm less convinced of, you know, to say it nicely, is the Chassei David. Chassei David or David Pardo, he wrote a lot of well-known Sfarim, including, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's the Tehillo the David on Shulchan Aruch or Chaim. Anyway, Rav David Pardo, the Chassei David appears on the Tosefta, in Erechin. He said, it must be that the Rambam said that they made a Gzera Drabbanan of Din Bati Erichoma in Bayesheni, which brings him closer to the Ramban and Beit Midrash. There wasn't a total Yovel Midrabanan Bayesheni. There was only Bati Erichoma Midrabanan. Okay, it's a little funny, the Rambam says, and when there's no Yovel, Shemitah is no Midrabanan. Bati Erichoma is not no Hay, so he has to get out of that. He says, yeah, but during Bayesheni, even our Erichoma was no Hay, just not nowadays. Okay, so he has it. There was a thin Drabbanan about the Erichoma during Bayesheni to the Rambam, which would justify the Kanatilla. And then Irv pointed this out to me. I found I had gone through, you know, one slice, you know, the Yikduk, the Reb Chaim's there in the Chibur, of a Yovel, who had all kinds of lumdas, but did not deal with this issue at all. But Irv pointed out to me in the stencil, the Grach HaLashas, in Gittin Daf Ayin Dalad, what is doing the Gittin Daf Ayin Dalad? Total coincidence, because they're wondering if I give a get on Manasseh, you give me something, you give me against my will. Does giving against your will count? Well, that ties into Takanas Hillel. If I give you the money back against your will, does that count? So they mentioned Takanas Hillel, total haggah. But in Gittin Daf Ayin Dalad, in the Chidush Yedrach Temple, it says in the bottom, you often it says where it comes from. It says it was copied over from a manuscript written by either the Grach or the Griz. So they're not sure exactly who said it. Netak miksavya tagrach l'tal or gris l'tal. Not sure exactly what that means. Anyway, he says a wild part. And it's based on, I would say it's based on the Reb Chaim and Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. It's not really based on the Reb Chaim and Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. It's based on the Rambam and Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. The Rambam and Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel is very clear that there is a difference between the time of Bayesheni, the Gabi Yovel, and nowadays. At least that's what he quotes in the Gaonim, and in the end, he paskins like the Gaonim. What's the difference? The Rambam writes in Perek Yud that during Bayesheni, they counted Yovel years, they just didn't keep the Yovel. Now, Kamina is, they counted 49-50, and then started one anew Shemitah cycle. That's the Rambam's first. Why did they Mekadesh the Yovel? In order to count the Shemitah, even though the Yovel wasn't Noheg. But after the Churban, the Rambam is a Havamina that maybe they kept doing that, but then he gives it to the Masorah, the Gaonim. He says, no, during Bayesheni, they counted 50-50-50. They counted the Yovel. After Bayesheni, they stopped counting the Yovel, and it's just 7-7-7-7-7-7. You know, there's never another job. There's no placeholder year. And that's, you know, we don't count the 50th year. That's the Rambam Shita. And Rav Chaim explains, but it's not, you don't need a tremendous persecution. Obviously, what that means is there's some chalot of Yovel. There's some chalot of Yovel during Bayit Sheni, even though we're not knowing the dinim of Yovel, but there's no chalot of Yovel after the Korban nowadays. Okay, that's very clear. Even the Rambam even said the Yovel was miskadish, even though it wasn't Nohig. Says Rav Chaim in the Chibur 1 point, he says, and what is the, besides, placeholder for the Shemitah? And he gets into a lot of other things having to do with B'ez Kulcha, which we're not getting to now. He says, what's one nafgamina of keeping, counting the Yovel, even in Bayit Sheni? Remember, why was Yovel not knowing? It wasn't Kol Yisrael Lel, there were no 12 Shatim. So he says, the nafgamina is, as long as they're counting the Yovel, if all the other Jews would show up, right? They come from where they pass the Sambat Yom River, wherever they are. If all the Jews would show up in Elul of year 49, then we'd be knowing the Yovel in year 50. In the time of Bayit Sheni, says Rav Chaim, if all the Shvatim would suddenly show up there, yes, people would go Yovel, right? Not so crazy, right? By Sheni, they said, "Over to them." He said, "Come, show me all the famous things. Sunday, come, we send, we come, we send, we have a come for it." Let's say that people was answered in year 49, year 50, the Yovel would be nothing, because now you have Kol Yisrael Leha, and you've been counting the whole time. But nowadays, after the Korban, even if everyone shows up, it doesn't matter. We're not an account of Yovel. We're an account of Shemitah. We're not even counting a Yovel year. Let's say all the Shvatim showed up today. Then, of course, we couldn't keep the Yovel next year or the year after. We haven't been counting a Yovel. There's no Kiddushan for Yovel. We have to start the count now. Start again. As a matter of fact, we start again. Even if we're in the middle, so we decide we start again from year one then. So he says, the big nafgamina from the time of Bayit Sheni to nowadays. In the time of Bayit Sheni, the Yovel wasn't knowing, but they counted Yovel. There was potential for the Yovel to be knowing. Nowadays, we're not even counting the Yovel, and there's not even potential for it to be knowing, meaning we have to start all over again. There's no potential that we're in the middle of a Yovel cycle. As a matter of fact, in those days, they were in the middle of a Yovel cycle. It could be everyone will show up, and you'll see that you were knowing all along. So what is this Kiddushi Grach Stencil, whoever it is, say, tremendous Kiddush. He says certain things are not Yovel when there's no Yovel. But says not all of those things are exactly equal. He says, what does it mean, Bati Eretz Omed not knowing when the Yovel's not Noheg? Does that mean when? What's the Iker Din Bati Eretz Omed? The Iker Din Bati Eretz Omed is that after 12 months, it's a permanent sale. You can't get it back to the Yovel anymore. Lo Yetzi by Yovel, the Gemara Erekin says, the connection between Bati Eretz Omed and Yovel is Lo Yetzi by Yovel. He says, Lo Yetzi by Yovel is talking about potentially what could happen in the future. So he said, yes. When is Bati Eretz Omed not Noheg? When there's no potential Yovel coming up. After all, even if I used to reshow, how do you know the, let's say I sell a bias in Bati Eretz Omed in year 15. How do I know the Yovel is Noheg? Because 35 years from now there'll be a Yovel. And what if someone will exile a Shevet by then? And then there won't be. You know, we just have potential that there'll be a Yovel in 35 years. So in Bayis Rishon, they right now had all 12 Shvatim, Kol Yisrael Leha, and potential would continue until the Yovel. Bayis Sheni, they right now didn't have Kol Yisrael Leha, but potential it would come by the Yovel year. Either way, there was potential that the Yovel would that the Yovel would come. And he says, that's good enough for Bati Eretz Omed. I mean, you have to do a lot of hard work. It doesn't matter here. Each of the dinim depends on Yovel. How do you know whether it depends whether it's Kol Yisrael Leha now or whether it's coming later? And he has to be consistent and not to be pushed. But anyway, that's the basic comp. And basic comp is that during Bayit Sheni, there was a certain degree of Yovel Noheg. There was a potential Yovel Noheg, even though it wasn't actually Noheg, because you were counting the years. And it could happen, even if it's Chavdes Elul, you never know what can happen until Shkia, and there could be Yovel Noheg. If so, says Rav Chaim, then that's good enough to be Yovel Noheg for the purpose of Bati Eretz Omed, and Bati Eretz Omed was Noheg Bayit Sheni, and that's the answer to the question for the Rambam on Tekanis Hillel. It's a tremendous Kiddush. It's a tremendous Kiddush. And, you know, in and of itself, I'm happy to accept it. the tricky part is then you have to go through all the list of things that are no gazanti you don't know, hey, and see how this kiddush would or wouldn't apply to them, which we're not going to do right now. But I think it's the best answer we have out there. I think the Rambam never explicitly, I tried to search through all the Rambams as well as I could. I'm using the computer, never explicitly discusses Bucket or Toma in by Shani. But I think that, now we have 3 days in the Rambam. The Chok Nothing said, no Bucket or Toma by Shani, and there was no Tekana Silk. Impossible. The Chaste David said, there's Bucket or Toma Midrabana in by Shani, and the Rambam never told us. And that's why you can have Tekana Silk. And Rav Chaim, where the grid, the Grach Temple says, no, there was Bati Erechomi Doraita during Bati Shemi. Of Yovel that no hey. But since the whole, the Iker of Bati Erechomi is what will happen if there's a Yovel, and there could still, there was a potential Yovel no hey, a potential Yovel no hey, because you're Mekadish the Shonim, and you have a count of Yovel Midoraita, and your potential for Yovel Midoraita is good enough that Bati Erechomi should be no hey, Midoraita. That's the Chiddush of, the Grach stencil. I think it's true. I think he's correct.
Are we really saying that Yovel was no way during Bayit Sheni? Just the Prat Din of the Kol Yoshveha, the Pratim of the Dinim are not knowing in certain Dinim.
I wouldn't say it's noheg. I would say it like the Rambam Bosch. It's mitkadesh by Shani, just wasn't noheg.
Well,
every mitkadesh is a potential to be noheg. Then a potential to be noheg is good enough for Bate Erech Homa. That's how he said it. You could think differently.
But Basin wasn't mitzuva to count.
What?
There wasn't this one Basin to count.
He would have counted by Shani. Basin was mitzuva to count because, and this is what Rav Chaim adds in the Hebrew as well. Basin was mitzuva to count. Because maybe Kol Yoshveha would show up by year 15, the Yovel would be no hig. That's the basic ha. And by Yesheni, Bezdin counted, because maybe everyone would show up by year 15, the Yovel would be no hig. Afterwards, we don't even have a count. Okay, we'll leave that. The truth is, it makes it a little more complicated. Be it's cool, Kem. Ayin Sham, if you want. Again, what I quoted was the stencil, Grach al Shach.
Yeah, Shuta relates to this question. I just saw it a little while
ago. Yeah, I read what he said, but I didn't really get an answer to this out of him.
Well, I think the Abshuta has the same yisod as the Gram, that there are two mikoros for Kedushas Bate Orichoma. One is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the other is Kedushas Hamikdash.
Yes,
but Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Hamikdash is Bate with the Churban Habayis. So that's why the situation changes.
Yes, I saw that Yapshuta, but I still didn't see how you could get from there an answer to this question, which he didn't explicitly discuss. Okay, we can talk about
it. Actually, he did.
Oh, yeah? So yeah. I missed. All right, then tell me which page and I'll check it out.
Which page?
Okay. Because I thought I looked. Okay. Okay, let's go on a little. Let's go back to where we left off. I want to just talk a little about Shemitah Ksafim Mizman Hazeh, which maybe also Shemitah Mizman Hazeh. This also came up in the whole Hefter Mechira controversies, etc. Interesting, Shemitah Ksafim Mizman Hazeh. Nowadays, no one really likes to discuss Halakha L'maisa. It's boring for everyone. Everyone does the principle, Shalom al Yisrael, what's the big deal? It's not a L'maisa question that bothers us. In the days of the Rishonim, it was a tremendous L'maisa question that bothers them. Just like you were president, what's the problem? Yeah, but there were countries where Jews for generations had not been doing a president and collecting their debts, and they didn't want to call them Rishayim. So it's a big L'maisa question. Of course, Shemitah, agricultural Shemitah, days of Rishon was not an issue because who was farmers in Israel? What Jews were farmers in Israel? And now it is the biggest issue. Okay, but how about Shemitah Bizman Hazeh? Okay, leaving aside, of course, the Ketef Mishnah. Leaving aside the Ketef Mishnah, who says that Rebbe was not, even the Ketef Mishnah, it was Shemitah Ksafim. Let's talk about Shemitah Ksafim, not a debt. Okay, it's very clear. Rebbe says, by says Shemitah Ksafim, not a debt, is Midrabanan. Right, let's remember here. Rebbe says, Shmita Bizman Hazeh is Midrabanan, and according to Abaye. Remember the old Rosh Hashanah? Right? According to Abaye, we must hold like Rebbe, because the only justification for reposable is Rebbe. And according to Rabbah, that's what I'm focused, right? According to Rashi, could Haskin against Rebbe, right? Because he says the reason why Hillel makes Rebbe is better than Hefter. So he could Haskin against Rebbe. And according to Tosfo, now we also must hold like Rebbe. So Tosfo said that Rava was only answering the second question, but not giving another answer to the first question, which we'll come back to in a moment. So, do we have to hold like Rebbe? Well, we always talk like Rava against the Abaye. So, for the Toko, do you maybe have to hold like Rebbe? For the Rashi, do you maybe not hold like Rebbe? There's no absolute proof. So, first the question is, do we pop like Rebbe or not? Okay. Who popkins against Rebbe, Mamaisa? The Ramban in which book? The Ramban in the Kiddushim leaves it open. Says, well, there's Rebbe, there's Chachamim. The Ramban in the Sefer Azchut, right? Why is it called the Sefer Azchut? What is the Sefer Azchut? Yes, what is the Sefer Azchut? After all, what's the Mokhama Hashem? Why is it called the Mokhama?
He's fighting against the Rif.
Against the Balamor. And what's the Sefer Azchut?
Right. To defend the Rif.
Not the Ravid. The Ravid also wrote a Tugget on the Rif, not as many as the Balamor. And when he defended, he wrote two books. When he defended the Rif against the Rif, we know that Ramban liked to defend the Gedolim of the previous era. That was his Hashkafa. His Hashkafa was you defend the Gedolim of the previous era against the modern contemporary poskim who, you know, think they can write Hasagos. And he always defends. Sometimes he said, because in the previous era they knew better and they were right. And sometimes he says, I think they were wrong, but you can't say that there was a bomb kash against them, that they missed the sugya, that they missed the Mafurish Gemara. There has to be a defense, right? He defends the Rif against the Balamor, he defends the Rif against the Raibit, Sefer Azchot, he's Mazaka the Rif. And of course, he wrote is the main reason he wrote about Thagos on the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvos, is to defend
the Hag
against the Rambam. The Rambam, without mentioning names in the Shurashim Sefer Mitzvos, keeps dissing the Hag. And there, he wrote explicitly to defend the Bahag. Okay, that was the Ramban's Hashkafa. He was a traditional Jew. Anyway, that's Sefer Mitzvos. In the Sefer Mitzvos, the Ramban says, in no uncertain terms, that he's almost a Da'as Yachid. In the Sefer Mitzvos, Ramban writes in, where was this? Here we are in no uncertain terms, if I can find this. Then 1 second. I thought it was at the end.
It's five lines from the bottom.
Yeah, well, everyone has different lines.
Here
we are. There's he's quoting the someplace here. So you want to read me five lines from the end?
So I'm not after he brings up Yochanan, he says,
exactly. Here it is. Yes. Okay, and it seems that it's Midoraisa. What does that mean? That means obviously he's a Rashi Nick against Toto. The word Toto, you can't pop against Rebbe. So what are the Shitos of Alocha Lemaisa, says the Ramban in the Sefer Azchut, I admit, that for Marim Shuhid Bar Torah, he doesn't say, you know, I'm 100% gazillion percent sure, but he still says the Ramban in the Sefer Azchut, and one other Rishon says this, Sefer Ether, the Sefer HaItter says, he says, look, Lloyd's like the Rambam against Rebbe. He's obviously also rushing it. He says, well, I'm rushing it, which means the Rava says, first of all, doesn't have to be like Rebbe. First of all, doesn't have to be like Rebbe. You can pass whatever you want. And now, look, I'm looking for these coming. So these are the only two days. I don't know. I didn't check the system. Maybe what more days. Says that Mita is Mita or Raisa is Man Hadeh. The Kamalan Kekach coming to Rebbe, being like the Chachamu, arguing Rebbe. That is a real shittas yachid of the Sefer HaItter, and even the Ramban, it's a Niran Hadvar, one throwaway line in only one of his work. You know, I'm not sure that, you know, I can guarantee that the Ramban's dying day, that's how he talked to the Maisa, not that it was enough to mean that. As the Ramban says, yeah, and if it's not the Ramban, it's the Ramban, either way, it's no way. Okay, that is the bit of a shittas yachid. All the other Rishonim, Paskin, like Rebbe. Oh, in all the Rishonim Paskin like Rebbe, there are many different deus. The pashtus is that, right, what does Rebbe say? B'shvi'at b'zman hazeh, shvi'at b'zman hazeh, and it's Rebbe. And what does Rebbe say, et cetera, et cetera? Takinu rabbanu shama zecher l'shvi'at. Pashtus, Rebbe, very clearly. I really think, again, I'm, you know, making a speculation here. I really think it's a double pasha to me that if there is no facts on the ground, every Rishon would have said, we hold it, Rebbe says it's Rabbana. Right? If there were no historical facts to contend with, they would all say it's me, Rabbana. That is the opinion of most Rishonim. Who says that over here? The Rambam says that, the Shemitah Zana says it's Rabbana. Right? The Rush says that, and the Chuba that was here, and many, many Rishonim, most Rishonim here. So this is the opinion of the Rambam, the Rush, and who say that Shemitah is Man Hadeh is Midrabanan. Okay, what is the reason why anyone would say otherwise? Why would anyone say that it's not the rice, not the option? The other option is that there is no speed at all that's on a death. What's the reason, the incentive for anyone to say there's no speed that was on a death?
Didn't do it.
That no one did it, meaning the, I'm not sure, I don't have any, I didn't notice anything from Ashna, certainly in Sfarad and Pravant. The Rishonim started talking about this, that a generation, no one ever remembered anyone doing a present here. Certainly not being Meshamet Chol. And it's very easy to do a first one. You know, it's one of these funny, it's not like, oh, well, they had such a shot at chak that, you know, they gave in to their taivas and, like, stopped fulfilling the halakha in some country, you know, like, you know, our great-grandparents who stopped keeping Shabbos, maybe not our great-grandparents, but most people, when they came to America, it was too hard. It's not hard to write a principle. Every 7 years, you need a little piece of paper. And nonetheless, they didn't do it. Obviously, there must be a reason they didn't do it. So therefore, they were contending with this implicit Masorah that you want to teach me to stop it. And then the question, but why? You say it's Rabbana, right?
It's effective to Lashon tomorrow and tell them, yes, I'm
a So what does the, who are the two Rishonim who say, you mamish don't have to keep Shmita Stafim Zanadeh? I'm sorry, Shmita Stafim doesn't apply to Zanadeh? Who are the two Rishonim who say that?
We have the Raivad.
The Raivad right here, and his Asagos on the Rif. And?
Agrees with the Raivad? From the Makar sheet?
Sefer Trumas.
And no, Sefer Trumas certainly doesn't, but the Sefer Trumas quotes the Rizal, the Balamar, right? Balamar and the Raivad agree. Balamar and the Raivad agree. What more do we ask for? Right? So, what is the... is the Raivad and the Rizal, they're not going to leave all words. It's not the Sefer Balamar, it's a Chuba of the Rizal that we only know for the Sefer Trumas. By the way, in Dinim, the Sefer Trumas is a very serious, very important Rishon. If you look in the Halachic Masorah, the Beis Yosef, etc., quoted all the time. It's just only on Chotzer Mishpah. So you might not see it. If you learn other parts of Shas, it's Rosh Shmuel Hasardi, Talmud of the Rabban. So in the Chotzer Mishpah, I just didn't bother to a copy, another 2 pages off the Makor sheet, if we have it in the backward word. They say that, nope. Eino nohe bizman hadeh. Why eino nohe bizman hadeh? So they say they have a svara. Again, they're only saying it under pressure, but the svara, what's the svara? The svara is because let's just have a little problem. Let's see if the board gets better. I apologize for distracting everyone here. The svara is Kishmita depends on Yovel.
Yes.
And this only works Aliba, the most Rishonim, who say Yovel Drabana by Shemi. What is the svara? The svara is very positive. And by its Rishon, Yovel is Vita Oraisa. And therefore, Shmita is Vita Oraisa. No problem. Kol Yisrael Lel. And by Shemi, remember, most Rishonim say Yovel is Vita Oraisa. And therefore, Shmita is Vita Oraisa. Now, you could say, no, we just not come at Shemitah Darabonim. But the way they read it is no. This man had there. Yovel ain't no hey klal. There's no Yovel even me Darabonim. And Shemitah also ain't no hey gas klal. They take Rebbe. And as the question is how you read Rebbe. The way most Rishonim read Rebbe is when Yovel stopped being Doraisa, they made it a kind of Shemitah Darabonim. The way they read Rebbe is no. When Yovel stopped being Doraita, they need a takana of Shmita and Yovel Midrabanan, a package deal Midrabanan. But that package deal only lasted as long as the package lasted, because you can't obtain without Yovel. It's a bundle that is not separable. You can't unbundle. You can't unbundle Shmita from Yovel. The only way to make Shmita Drabanan is Yovel Drabanan. If there's no Yovel at all, there's no Shmita at all, and therefore, Zan is dead. There's no Shmita stuff at all. That's the Shita of the Raza and the Ravid.
The concept of Yovel Midrabanan, the Rabbanan thought it was proper to doing this for any of their reasons. Why change from a kind of Rabbanan to nothing?
And Yovel.
Yeah, I agree with this.
Okay.
I mean,
okay. Why did Yovel, again, according to most Rishonim, is Yovel Midrabanan by Shemi? What changed? Why don't we keep Yovel nowadays even Midrabanan? So they explain because Yovel, it's not that. It's not that they took away a day of Yovel Darbanan. They didn't change the din. The Metzias changed, right? What caused this change? This change was caused by the law of Kol Yoshveha Aleha. And what caused this change? It's not that they made a rule Yovel is not knowing Zman is there. It's that we can't be knowing Yovel Zman is there. And because in order for Yovel to be chal, there are certain things that are ma'akev. The Gemara discussed it. The big machlokes is what's ma'akev in Yovel. Is shiluach habad ma'akev? Is achzar karka ma'akev? Is kiyash shofar ma'akev? Right? Is kiddush bezdin ma'akev? Right, Rafaim says, well, the Gemara lists three things that are ma'akev. It doesn't even say kiddush bezdin, it's kiddush bezdin ma'akev. Because that's not ma'akev. That's like, it's not even a shame Yovel in the first place. It's not being talked about. Basically, if I can oversimplify, you need a Kiddush Bezdin to make Yovel. Once there is no more Bezdin, then there can't be any more Yovel. Once there is no more Bezdin, there can't be Yovel. So they couldn't have Yovel anymore. Right? This is Lechora, and there are other ways to explain it. There are other ways to explain it as well. But the simplest shot, and this will fit in something, is the law of Bezdin.
Isn't this what the Ramban says?
So you can't have Yovel anymore.
The Rabbanan and nothing at all. You could almost compare it to Yom Kippur Shil Golius. I mean, if you're keeping it now, there's no basis for it, but the Rabbanan had it, and we're still keeping it because it was there. I mean, I understand the concept of Midrabanan, but wipe it out altogether.
But you can't have it. If there are certain things that are active Yovel, what can you do? Those that, I mean, Kol Yishvel Leah means that you're not chayiv in Yovel. So there are Rabbanan chayiv, you have Kol Yishvel Leah. But there are certain things that are active in Yovel, like, for example, you have Kiyah Shofar and Bezdin, if you don't have Bezdin.
But Shmita, you could.
I know, but Shmita depends on Yovel. That's the Chiddush the Raivin Rezot. Okay, the Chiddush the Raivin Rezot is that, unlike what we thought. What do we think until now? We thought until now the connection of Shmita to Yovel was that the Torah staff? When you're chayiv in this, you're chayiv in that. When you're not chayiv in this, you're not chayiv in that. But the Rabbanan could split that. They understand, no, Shemitah and Yovel are a package deal. It can't be split. In the halakhic conceptual system, you can't split Shemitah from Yovel. And you can't say, even Midrabbanan, you can't split them. That's the Kiddush. The Kiddush is that, right? What the Yisod? The Yisod is you can't separate Shemitah from Yovel. That's their Kiddush. I know it's a Kiddush, but that's their Kiddush. Unlike Pshat and Argamar, we would say, Midrabbanan, they're connected. Midrabbanan, they separate them. No, even Midrabbanan, you can't separate Shemitah from Yovel. All you can do is say they're both Midrabbanan nowadays. It's a Kiddush, but that's what they say. Again, why do they say the Kiddush? Not because they're practiced. Why did almost everyone disagree with them? Everyone except for themselves disagreed. Everyone disagreed with them because if you continue in our sugya we'll learn in the rest of Elul, you see lots of stories of Shemitah's Ksapim, which involve the Amorim. So obviously there were no Exodus Ksapim. Maybe the Raita, maybe the Rabbana. But and they make the Yukum as the Rice Rabbana. Maybe we can get to those sugyas. We'll point out some of these Yukim. But you have this very very explicit. Shmuel said, I think Prisbal is an insult. If I have the power, I'd be in Bakal Prisbal. If there's no such thing as Prisbal, it'd be funny for him to talk about being Mavatalit. And then you continue. You have lots of stories of people who came in. A certain guy certain star came from Rav Asi. He had the Popkin, if it was Meshamed or not. And then they brought it to to Rav Yochanan. That's a story, right? The Rabbanan in the Yeshiva of Ashi made a verbal prizbal to each other. And Rabbi Yonatan made a verbal prizbal with Rabbi Chiya bar Abbas. Okay, these are actually real life stories. They're not like theoretical halakha. I don't theoretical halakha. We talk about what happened with the Beis HaMikdash. These are actual stories that happened. And the last story, Abba Bar Marta, whose name was Abba Ben Yome, owed money to Rabba. And then he brought him during the Shviyas to pay. And then he discussed with Abaye whether he could collect it or not. Okay, these are, and there's more stories, right? The last story of the Amorim, you don't have to remember these. Kame de Rav, a guy didn't have a prizbal and came in front of Rav. And Rav says, maybe you had a prizbal and you lost it. And these are real life stories. Real life stories, the Amorim, they all had shilohs of prizbal, real life in their bezdin. That's a classic disproof of the Ravid and the Balamor. Classic disproof of the Ravid and the Balamor. These real life stories. How does the Ravid and the Balamor defend themselves?
Well, the Ravid has a really interesting theory that through the end of the Amoraic period.
Not the end.
Well,
the Razdost at the end. How does the Ravid and the Balamor defend themselves? After all, why After all, what do you mean by Bezdin? Here it's an interesting question. What Bezdin do you need? What Bezdin do you need to count Yovel? The Ramban writes explicitly that you need Bezdin Hagodol. You need a Bezdin Hagodol in the, he doesn't say if it needs to be in the Lushkas Hagodos or not. You need a proper Bezdin Hagodol. Maybe you need to be in the Lushkas Hagodos for all I know, to count Shemitah and Yovel. But the Ravid disagreed. The Ravid said, no, you need a Bezdin Doraisa. In one word, what do you need for a Bezdin Doraisa? Smuchen. When did Smuchen end? By the way, historically, who was with us in Sanhedrin? Remember, we discussed the calendar and when they shifted from a Alpi Re'ia, and we said, well, how do we know when Smicha ended? It says, when Smicha ended is discussed by Ramban in Gittin. He has a Masorah. That's right here, right? When did Smicha end? The Ramban in Gittin here has a Masorah, which I think all the historians agree to. I don't know. I check them all. When did Smicha end? In the time of Hillel Hasheni, and who lived in the time of Hillel Hasheni that we are familiar with? Abaye and Rava. He says Smicha lasted through the days of Abaye and Rava. In the days of Abaye and Rava, Smicha ended. So therefore, he says, the early Amorim, when there was still Smicha, says the Ravid. And the Balamor says the same thing. He said, there was still Smicha. You don't need Bezdin Hagadol. There was no, certainly no Bezdin Hagadol, Lishka Hagadol. There's still need Smicha. And they say, it's not the time of the Chorban. Nothing changed in the Chorban. What changed was, you couldn't say something changed in the Korban Kedusha, the Arif, etc. But that's not what the Ramban and the Ravid say. Nothing changed at the time of the Korban. It changed when they no longer had a Bezdin of Smuchin. No longer a Bezdin, and you can't count Yobel. So how do they explain all the Amorim and the Gemara? They say, that was back when there was still Yobel Midrabban. It wasn't called Yobel Leha, but you could at least have a Kalos Yobel. And says the Ravid, and the Raza, the May Ha'amoraim Adayin Haya Bezdin Smuchin. And if you'll say, really? The Bezdin Smuchin in the days of the Amoraim, the Bezdin Smuchin in the days of the Amoraim, really? Like, what, they were big enough, like in the old days, in the Kaddish, the calendar? The answer is, yes, they were still Makadosh Rosh Chodesh, but they were Makadosh Rosh Chodesh until the days of Avayim Rava. Then why can't they so have been Makadosh sweet of the Yovel? By the way, the Rav was in another point. He adds a different, this is for they, and he said, or it even could be that Shemitah also needs Kiddush Bezdin. And directly, that's the other, but let's stick with it. The problem is that how about after the time of Avayim Rava? After the Rav Ashi, some of these, the Amorim lived after Avayim Rava. So how come they kept Shemitah then? So then the right, it has to be a little more nitchat and say, oh, that was Midas Chassidus. There was Midas Chassidus to keep Shemitah even after the Yovel stopped. Okay, that's a big Kiddush. Midas Chassidus to keep Shemitah even after the Yovel stopped. The Ramban doesn't like this. Midas Chassidus is this. If the Rabbanan didn't make it the kind of shmita, they didn't make it the kind of shmita. Why is that a midas chassidus to keep it? You know, it's not a midas chassidus to invent mitzvot. The Rabbanan were never attacking. It's a midas chassidus. I don't know if it's very nice.
He uses the language of the Betches Vehekyot.
Yes.
Is that an insulting?
No, that's Yerushalmi. Both the Masechet Shabbat and the Masechet Brachot, quoted by the Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah. What am I referring to?
Oh, sleepy. Oh,
call me Shepater Minadavar Vyosehu Nikra Hedyot. Before Shushalmi in the first parak of Shabbat and the second parak of Brachos, I believe. Second or third parak of Brachos. I think it's the second parak of Brachos. First parak of Shabbat, second parak of Brachos. Shushalmi, quoted by the Ramon Hilchos Sukkah about anyone here a Chassidus or Rebbe? Okay, good. You know the Chassidus Rebbe stood in the sukkah in the rain because of Midas Chassidus. The Rama writes that anyone does that is Nekra Hedyo based on this Yerushalmi. Okay, don't worry. The Chassidus Rebbe have an answer. They say in a Hanami, you sit in the sukkah in the rain, but the Rebbe is not sitting in the sukkah. He's really sitting in the Olam HaSel Yonim. So he's not in the rain. Just looks to us like he's in the rain because our eyes are not virtual enough. Okay, maybe they're right. I'm not my creator. That's not my internet. Anyway, Kitzer, he has to make two assumptions to explain all the Amorayim on Daf Lamed Zayin. He has to say, well, in the days of the early Amorayim, they still had a Bezdin. And in the days of the late Amorayim, they were doing Midas Chassidus. And here it's an interesting question. What counts as a Midas Chassidus? The Raiva thinks the Midas Chassidus to keep Shemitah even when it doesn't apply. That don't exist. It's a meat of Katsida to have more ruchnia, to have daven better, to I don't know what it is, you know. And you can't even say it's a meat of Katsida to be nice to poor people and forgive their debts, because all they were doing was writing a prizmal. Not like they actually like did Gemilas Chassadim and gave people money. They were writing, what's a meat of Katsida to write a piece of paper? Or even do a balpe, what's the meaning of Chassidus to write a prosbul when you don't have to? Like, it doesn't seem to be like some improvement in our midos and our ruchnias. And, you know, all it is being yaitzes, I'm writing a piece of paper. So if you're chayiv, you're chayiv. If you're not chayiv, what's the meaning of Chassidus? That's the Ramban.
Did you mean Chassidus to cancel debts?
But no one canceled debts in the Gemara. All they did was write prosbuls or try to collect debts using the trick. But the point is, but why is the meaning of Chassidus to cancel a debt if I'm not actually canceling it? First of all, if you're rich, why is the Midas Chassidus to cancel your debt at all? Even if you're a poor person who owes you money, why is the Midas Chassidus to like officially cancel the debt but collect the money anyway? Where's the Midas Chassidus there? You know? So, okay, I don't know how to answer for the Ravid, but I think the Ravid, they want to do two things. Either he just has a new Svara It's a mita pratidit tevin beishar lemitzvah. And therefore, just like nowadays, right? Oh, we're going to have this. Polamoy took it. You guys go for me. I hate big crowds. I always like find out when there's versus Kohen. I'm at the Kotel and Polamoy and go a different take. But the thing is, Zecher LaHakel, right? Zecher LaHakel at the Kotel. Where'd it say Zecher LaHakel? It's just a meter katsita to remember the old demon that will practice again when Mashiach comes. So maybe the right thing is just meter katsita to have a Zecher of Shemitah. Could be. Or you might say it's meter katsita. To be a brisker. What do briskers do? If we paskin like one day, what do briskers do? They're machmer for the other day. We paskin like Rebbe, but there's other tenor more argue on Rebbe. Maybe it's a mischoshish for the tenor more argue on Rebbe, even though we don't paskin like them. And okay, so the Rebbe can defend himself if I needed some combination of midas chatzidot and have it explained off Lamadayan. I know we haven't read off Lamadayan yet. Have explained it off Lamadayan yet? He would say the early Amorayim are Bizman Bezdin, and the late Amorayim are Midas Chassidus. And even though the Ramban thinks that's Nikra Hedyot, that's a Chassidus, that's a Chassid Shoket, nonetheless, or at least a Chassid Hedyot, maybe a little less harsh, I think the Rebbe doesn't say. He didn't know the Ramban would live and write something about it, so he didn't respond to it. But he'd say either it's a Zvara of Midas Chassidus to have a zecher to doraisas that were once knowing and will again be knowing here of Yameinu, or you say it's a svar of midas chatzidus to be a brisker and choshesh for the sheetahs we don't paskin like. Even though we don't find that in shas a lot. We don't find amoraim being choshesh for sheetahs we don't paskin like most places in shas. Okay, you can say that. Fine. And the Razah just talks about the Deidat Man Bet, then he doesn't deal with the early amoraim, late amoraim. He doesn't get into those details. There's one last shita. Who's the last shita? The last shita is number four, the Re-Barceloni. The Re-Barceloni is getting a lot of press recently. If all you've been in the first few years here, you'd think like the main Rishon of Adasa or Rath and Tosos and Re-Barceloni. Okay? The world. But no, we don't usually have like special sheets by him about most of the shop. But here, he hasn't said that a lot. He says a tremendous chiddush. He's quoted by the Sefer Trumot. Also, I could have brought that. I just didn't bring in my svarim today. In the Sefer Shos Rebatoloni, not in the text of the Shar Prozbul, but he has a page and a half introduction to Prozbul, where he gives you the basic halachic background, and he writes that there. It's found in the Sefer Shor at the Rebatoloni, and it's quoted in the Sefer Trumot that was on the Makor sheet. What's the end of quoted by the Ramban? Quoted by old Rishonim. There's a very famous sheet of the Rebatoloni. What's the famous sheet of the Rebar Kaloni? Why is my Rebbe Chaim Salvage? Exactly. That nowadays there's no Drabana in there, it's Israel only. How do you do that? The Rebar Kaloni was in Spain, obviously. And he saw no one did Prozbul in Spain. Says, but it says the Gemara this Prozbul was on his ass. That's an Eretz Yisrael. We're in Chutzlard now. No problem. That's the Re-Barceloni. Says the Re-Barceloni. No hay. Rock. The Eretz Yisrael. No hay, only in Eretz Yisrael. That's the famous sheet of the Re-Barceloni. What did he do with the Amorim? Some of the Amorim discussed these figures with an Eretz Yisrael. For example, they have stories of Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Yochanan, because they lived in Eretz Yisrael. Wonderful. But a lot of Amorim did not live in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, no problem. He says, the Amorim who didn't live in Eretz Shmuel, when he said, well, if it was up to him, Bakal Prozbul, he meant, and it's really, he was an influential Amorim whose youth were Netshav in Eretz Yisrael as well. What about the Lamaisa cases of the Amorim who didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, like the Rabbanan Dvir of Ashi, the Mushroom Elayu La'adadi, who gave oral principles to one another, verbal principles to one another, who obviously lived in Babel, or the case of Rabba, who Abba Ramiyomi owed money to and had a discussion with Abayi about it, who obviously lived in Babel. He says that must all have been Midas Chatzidus. Okay. So, and what did you do with that? The Lama Zion, really Lama Bob Lama Zion? Either it's talking about Amorai Eretz Yisrael, O Shmuel, Demairi, Bidine Eretz Yisrael. But how about the Amorai Bavel? But we're not talking about what they would do, but actually my sin that happened in their bed. Then you see, end up with the same Midas Hasidus as the same Midas Hasidus as the Ravid. Okay, the one very strange thing about the Rebar Kaloni is Mehevi Pesi Midrabanan should only be an Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutzlar. After all, Shmita Skafim Doraita, the first Mardaf Lamed test in Kedushin that applied everywhere. Shmita Skafim Doraita applies in all countries. So why Midrabanan would they only make an Eretz Yisrael? It's very mysterious what the Svar is. I understand the Svar of everyone else. What's the Svar between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlar? Exceedingly peculiar. I'm really, anyone want to suggest this far?
I mean, if you could assume that Eretz Yisrael had more power, outside in a great country, something is very problematic how to do it. So
why? Just write a protocol. It's really not so hard. Remember, there's all a symbolic zecher anyway. When was the last time you know anyone was really misham and achob, except for these tzedakah initiatives they do nowadays? Yeah, it's not so hard to write a protocol. You don't need, like, a policeman.
It's a lot about the carpet. And it's also in the protocol itself.
The whole idea of Shemitah's Ksafim is parallel to Chachzarat HaKarka B'Yovel. And you don't have that.
True, you don't have that in Chutzlaret, but nonetheless, Yovel is no Hague, right? The Gemara says Yovel's known the Raisa all over the world, and right. The carpenter, the Shulach HaPadim. I'll just take two theories, and you can take it or leave it. One theory, the radical theory, is that the Iker Takana that they made, Bizman Hazeh, was really for Shemitah's Karka B'Shvias, that you should keep agricultural Shemitah. Really, the main Takana is they didn't want us to forget agricultural Shemitah. Shemitah's Ksafim. I got the agricultural Shemitah. They also were talking Shemitah's Ksafim. Think the agricultural Shemitah only applied in Eretz Yisrael. They were only talking Shemitah's Ksafim in Eretz Yisrael. I find that very dachuk, just because why wouldn't they want to have a zecher shmita stuff also? That's what sounds like an argamara. Sounds like words, did she shami zecher shmita? Like, so I don't love that. But then I thought maybe it'd be based on a very strange Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot, which I thought was a thira until I saw the correct verse in the Rambam. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvot, something very peculiar. As a matter of fact, in the bottom of the Frankel here, he quotes from one of the Achronim, who I'm not so familiar with, who said that must be a Tos Sofer in the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? Lo Sateh Reish Lamed, Hu Shesiranu Litvo HaMashos B'Shnaf HaShmita Lo Yisham Tu Kulam Yachad Hu Amri Smach Shamo Kabal Mashi Yado Lo Yos Re'eri Yatsachim. It's only the Oraisa when there's Manat Yovel. It's only the right in Israel. That's against what he says in the Mishnah Torah. In the Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Shmita, he says it's the Oraisa everywhere. He says, no, it's only the Oraisa in Israel. Even the old days was only the right in Israel. Okay, now it makes a lot of sense. If in the old days it was only the right in Israel, maybe the Rabbanan is Chutzlaret. Then when Yovel stopped, they made a Drabbanan in Israel. They made nothing in Chutzlaret after all. You should only make a Drabbanan in Zecher to something that was Doraisa. If it was originally not Doraisa, why make it Zecher? The problem is that against the Mefurish Gemara in Kedushin and Mefurish Rambam's all over the place, the Gemara in Kedushin of Lama said, you might think Bishnei Shemitah HaKof B'Davir, just like Shemitah Karka is only in Israel, the stuff is only in Israel. Kamachlan Kikara Shemitah Lashem Mikomach. And the Rambam Mishnah Torah says very, very explicitly that Shemitah Ksafim applies Midoraita everywhere in the Oops. All right, that's supposed to be silent. Everywhere in the world. What do you say? This mancha yobel no heg, no heg, etc. Hashmat the stuffin b'chol mako min haTorah. Can't be more explicit than that. So let's give a gluya. This, you know, I don't know what choice they have other than, sorry, just to say that it was a tall sofer until I noticed that there are two mitzvot of Shemitah, an asay and a lo saseh. This is what he says in Olta. It might still be a mistake, but if you look at the mitzvah asay, kof me'am aleph, the Rambam says, the Sivana lahashmek shopim, klomar chovet kum shasa shmita, ver omer yital vashir yochot chiz meitu zechot, far nechval at sivoy mitzvah zeh, zed var shmita shamok amam at yado, veloshim tosefta, v'shtei shimit tukhat at vada, etc. Umitzvah zeh shal shmita shopim, inu mehegez in the Torah, ela bizman sheshmita karka nohegez, v'hi achshav nohegez b'chol makom. What do you mean achshav b'chol makom? Achshav is a funny word. Remember, this is a translation. Achshav means bizman hazeh, and he's talking about midrabanan. It's not so clear. You know, you might have said, oh, it's only midrabanan kol makom. But if you look in, I don't know who reads Arabic, Judeo Arabic here. I mean, really, you have to read Arabic, just written in Hebrew letters. But if you trust what it says here in the footnotes, it points out here that in the original Arabic and the way it's quoted by Rishonim, it says, the achshav doesn't mean nowadays. It's just an inaccurate translation of the Arabic. It means, you know what I say, and now, sometimes I say, and now, I don't mean, bizman hazeh, I mean, and therefore. Now we see that A squared plus B squared is T squared. I don't mean it happened nowadays, I mean, therefore. And basically says the correct translation, and this is the other Sefer Batim translates it, and this is the correct translation of the Arabic according to them. And he says, the oz tino heges b'chol mako. The oz tino heges b'chol mako. So it could very well be mitzvah shel shmitas ksafim ein heges ben haTorah el zman shmitas karka no heges. The oz tino heges b'chol mako. Maybe the Rambam holds the asay is midoraisa everywhere, but the lo saseh is not. That would be a tremendous chiddush. A tremendous chiddush that the asay is doraisa and the lo saseh, the asay is doraisa everywhere. And the law that says midoraisa only in Eretz Yisrael, but that's what it sounds like from the correct translation of the Sefer HaMitzvot. And if so, maybe that would be some sort of smach of the Rebartzaloni. If we see that in the old days in Israel, it was a asay and lo saseh, but in Chutzlars it was only mitzvaseh, then nowadays they want to make a zecher. They just make a zecher to like partial mitzvah shmita. They don't make a zecher for zecher. Mitzvah shmita stuff in, which applies in Eretz Yisrael. You have to be smarter. Why should the asay apply everywhere, but the losat that only apply in Eretz Yisrael? But obviously, the Rambam saying is that there are two aspects of shmita stuff in, one of which the happening is good happening. No, it's connected to the sorry. There's still some riboy, but the riboy only extends the asay and not the losate. There's one universal aspect. I mean universal all humans. I mean universal all countries. Universal aspect she that stuff, and there's one specific Eritrean aspect of Shemitah Stuffim, right? The sort of one aspect of Shemitah Stuffim that is a chesed that all Jews should do. There's another aspect of Shemitah Stuffim that has to do with the particular societal structure of a Jewish state in Eretz Yisrael. You might even go further, the particular structure of the agricultural cycle in Eretz Yisrael. After all, you know, if you would ask like the Tamei Mitzvos people, why are we Mishamei Tovos after Shemitah? What might the answer? Well, since you can't farm during Shemitah, if you're poor and you have no savings, you have to borrow a lot of money to eat, and then determine a chesed for you to be mokel afterwards. Okay, maybe it's connected there as well somehow. Maybe it's connected with the organized society. Society as well has to have more social welfare than society. But after all, we owe people land back, etc. Anyway, maybe the Svara, the Rebartzaloni is, what is the Svara? Svara is maybe if you think it's not a talks over. And then it's not a fira. The Gemara in Kiddushin says it applies to right to everywhere. The Rambam Mishnah says it right to everywhere. Maybe only the Asay, but not the Lav. It's still a big stretch.
But you only have two choices. Either say for mitzvah, the 12th, or change mine. But the state permits is written close to the Torah. After the Torah, not as far away from the night. Anyway, you never know. Maybe I'll say for mitzvah if you assume it's not about sofer, which is that Mida Oraita, the Eretz Yisrael, there's an Aseh and a Lav. The Chutzpah Aret, there's only an Aseh and not a Lav. And then when they made the Drabana, they only made it on the case where the Torah gave all the mitzvah shmita, the case where the Iker shmita, the Iker shmita writes that there's a trough, there's trough, there's an Aseh and a Lav. And when the Torah is only halfway about, half-hearted about it, they didn't make it into Drabana. Then, you know, it's enough of a Zecher to jump, you know, when the Torah meant it should all apply to the Zecher. Okay, that is a big finish of the Rebarts. Only the Maisa, the four Shitas, what happened in Halakha Maisa in history, right? I felt the shutter rush on the Makor sheet, right? He keeps talking about Aretz Hazot. You know, it sounds like he was talking about when he, right, where did the Rush move? Right? Did he move
from
Ashkenaz to the Farad, right? He moved from Germany to Spain. Everyone, all the Golem around 1300 moved out of Germany one way or the other. Either they ran away or they were killed or et cetera. It was not a good time in Ashkenaz then. So the Rosh saw the handwriting on the wall. He moved to Spain, and he talked about Ba'aretz Hazot. It sounds like in Ashkenaz they have been doing Shemitah Tzafim, but in Spain, in Provence as well, in Meiri, right, his Magen Avos, Meiri has a book, Magen Avos. He mentioned it here as well, briefly, which is 24 Simanim or something. The old Menhagim they had of Provence, and then people came with the Balikosos, the Shemitah Ashkenazi, we showed them to try to change them, and to explain, to defend Magen Avos, why is the Menhagim corrected? The Tzavon there is that, what do you mean? We never kept Shemitah Tzafim. Don't give me these, Ladashim Yitar Ba'ol, we say Shemitah Tzafim. The Meiri really put with the right. The Meiri gives the right. We put it there. Here we go. So three. Now, the Rosh says, I came to Spain, no one kept Shemitah Tzafim, and I tried to change it. And I said, okay, you guys are Maratim. You guys are not from. Now let me teach you something that you give them. And it didn't work because they're old Menhagim. And so basically what happened was, in the time of the Rishonim, no one kept Shemitah Tzafim and no one could change them. And either the Reed Bartolome says, well, they don't have to. The Ravid and the Ratzah and the Meiri says they don't have to. And then everyone else started coming up with excuses. Like the Ravid says, well, the Rush says, we possibly get a makot if you lend someone almanach shalotish b'teini b'shvias. Then Shemitah doesn't apply. And since no one kept Shemitah here for hundreds of years, therefore, it's an umdina that we all mean. I'm not sure if you see it, so I mean you should act like everyone's acted for hundreds of years. So, therefore, it's an umdina that we made it tonight. By the time you get to the later Achronim, and apparently it's snuck in the Ashkenaz as well, because our mother discussed it, and all the late Shana Ashkenaz, they come up with 100 different hesberim as to how to be mastic. How to be malamed stuff on people who don't write protocols. And in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah finally says, he said, you know, those countries have a lot to rely on because there's, you know, by now there's six or seven different Lima Days. But, you know, if you're in a town where there's no clear minute for hundreds of years, then you have no right to be Makel. And by nowadays, I guess we move from town to town. And at a certain point, we lost this. Mr. Kula, Baruch Hashem, perhaps. Anyway, okay. Lamaitha, that is.
They kept this the whole time.
That's what the Reed Bartolome says, but he doesn't really know. Okay, and interestingly, they have all kinds of kindness, like the Balmor says, Baha, right, we don't apply Shemitah nowadays. No one's even sure what the count of Shemitah is, right? The Ram argues the Gona, but the count of Shemitah. We're not even sure what the count of Shemitah is. And the Ramban says, no, but Neretz Yisrael, they haven't thought of what Shemitah is. Okay, enough then. Lemaisa, before we go on to analyze Abai and Rava properly, we don't have time to get into it. I just want to mention very briefly that Rashi quotes here that there's a Toras Kohanim versus a Sefra. Toras Kohanim said that when there's no Yovel, there's still Shemitah, Midoraisa.
The Yerushalmi says, and there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah. Rashi says it is A, but here we have the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, if there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah, meaning the right of it. As the Torah says, Yovel, Afalpi, the ain't Shemitah. The Sira says, Rashi, it is a Machloket. Right? Says Rashi, it is a Machloket. Okay. Machloket. Said most Rishonim agree. Most Rishonim agree. Right, the Tosfos, the first day in Tosfos in Erekin, and Rove Rishonim and Tosfos and his first day all say Machloket. They all say Machloket. That this is the opinion of Rebbe, and this is the opinion of Chachamim. Right? Because according to everyone but Rashi, Rebbe teaches when there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah, therefore the Chachamim. We know there are Chachamim disagree with Rebbe, because the Moed Button Rebbe says, even the Chachamim would say, so we know there's some Chachamim disagree with Rebbe, they say, you know, there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah. According to Rashi, Jesus Yachid, Rebbe says there's no agricultural center here, there's no Shemitah stuff. Rebbe's not talking about Yovel. So Rashi would say, that's a deal. Rebbe. Right? Rosh, maybe it would have nothing to do with the maybe probably mindset. So that even Rebbe, even within Rebbe, maybe also within the Chachamim. Within Rebbe happens a Rebbe within Rebbe. There's even the okay. When there's no Shemitah for agriculture in the 7th year, there's no Shemitah for in the 7th year, like this amount of that. We bought the new star after the Korban. However, there are those who say that there's not necessarily my focus between the Sifra and the Shami. Says Tosfos, I think that's the second day, right, in Erekin. Tosfos says there's no my focus. What does he mean there's no my focus? He means when, says Tosfos, maybe you can find his lesson here, says Tosfos. In Erekin. That's on the base, right? Just very briefly mention it. I don't want to go too much in this. Tosos in Erekin says, Miu Yeshul Yashu, your Torah Spana, Hilo Kirebi, they're both like Rebbe. Hadatani Shvias. Right, there's no my focus in both. Both within Rebbe. They're both within Rebbe. And what this means is if you're potter from Yovel, then you're potter from Shemitah. However, what this is from means that if you're chayav in Yovel, but were over and didn't do it, then you're still chayav in Shemitah. Right? That's what it means. It doesn't mean that if you're potter from Yovel, no, if you're potter from Yovel, you're potter from Shemitah. But if you're high in Yovel and didn't do it, then you're still high in Shemitah. What's that?
Yovel apokishim Shemitah or Shemitah apokishim Yovel?
I meant Shemitah apokishim Yovel. That's a different line of Sifra. It's not. Okay. It's Sifra, it's a little bit, but that's not relevant now. Thank you. It just means if you were an Avarian and didn't do it. What do you mean Avarian didn't do it? Because the Gemara said that certain things are not active in Yovel. For example, if you don't pull the shofar, then it's not a Chalos Yovel. You're high in Yovel, you just never have Chalos Yovel because the Bezdin was an Avarian. The Avarian still is an Avarian. But so, okay, then you still keep Shemitah. And it just means that you keep Shemitah when you're high in Yovel, not when you are. Not when you're potter from keeping Yovel. Rav Chaim takes this even a little further Rokhaya takes this even a little further. He says, not only if you're an Avarian didn't keep the yoga, he's very much, he's extending this idea of Toko. Says Rokhaya, he says, he just takes a little further. If you were kind of to count spirit yoga and didn't count, and there was no year full Yovel, even if you just didn't count, there's no Shemitah. If you're Pater from Yovel, you're Pater from Shemitah. What does that mean? If you're high in Yovel, even if you didn't count, you take a little further than Tosa. That you counted and then you're in Basel, you say Yovel. You didn't even count the difference that can be a year of Yovel. You didn't even have a Yovel year. I didn't have a Yovel year. Then you're still Chayav in. Shemitah. Okay, basically, what they're arguing about is what's the tightness of the connection between Yovel and Shemitah. But Rechaim says, you don't need to have Yovel. You don't need to have potential, right? You don't count. You can't even have the Yovel year, no matter what happens by your pick. You don't count, you don't have potential for Yovel. So Rechaim says, it's just that when you're high in one, you're high in the other. When you're puffed in one, you're puffed in the other. It's not that you really need Yovel and Shemitah to be combined. And Tosa said, well, you at least need a year to be a Yovel year, but the Kiyom does that for you that you can be combined. It could be that those who disagree and say the Machloket would just say, no, the connection is very tight. Really, this, if you want to make a Hakira, you can say, what's the nature of the connection between Shemitah and Yovel? Right? Is the connection between Shemitah and Yovel that? I know there's some connection. Sometimes they cry a bit, cry that, puncture this, puncture that, and they're really the same thing. They're really two connected, similar things. Before Shomer, Zucker, and Hebrew Echad, right? What does that mean, right? That whoever's crying, Shomer's crying, Zucker, Shomer, Zucker are one joint piece, right? When we say, Lola Meisha, whatever mitzvot the woman is puncture from, and if it cannot be puncture from, we don't move to the same fellowship. They have to be tied or puncture in the same thing. Is it that Yovel and Shemitah happen to both depend on Kol Yisrael Leha, or is that Yovel and Shemitah are one joint keel? Is it Mamash Yovel and Shemitah are a package deal? Or is it just that, no, they're both toloi, right? This is the form of the classic Kif Hakira. Remember the Kif Hakira, right? Like this, that means they happen to have the same rule, or they're Mamash, the same idea. So one can ask, is this drush of Rebbe, Yovel and Shemitah are Mamash a package deal, or are they just both happen to depend, not happen to. They both depend on Kol Yisrael Lehel. They have similar dinim or their package deal. Part of that is the Rishonim versus the Raivid. The Raivid says package deal. If there's no Yovel, there can't be Shemitah. Everyone else says, there can't be Shemitah to be Rabbanan. Maybe your potter, you could do one without the other, and that also means depend on this. If it's not a package deal, then maybe you have to say, like most Rishonim. It's not focused. If it's not a package deal, it's just that they both depend on Kol Yisrael Lehel. Then you could say, that's not a package deal. You have to do without Yovel. All this then is if you're partner from Yovel, you are partner from Shemitah. Meaning, maybe it's not close. Do we say it's just a form? Or do we say, no, they always go together. Anytime you separate them, that must be machlokas. Okay, so Yishlachkor, again, it's very abstract, but Yishlachkor in the Hekish of Rebbe. Is it that just similar condition or chiyuv, or is it that it is a package deal that might, again, this is not more. I'd like to spend a lot of time on it in terms of the mama has asked, it's similar conditions for chiyuv, then you would say, like, we're only children. Yeah, there's similar conditions for chiyuv. When you're positive one, you're positive the other, chiyuv one, chiyuv the other. But there are one, you can make your chiyuv one without the other. You go the Raven. With the Imei? No, it's a package deal. Even our bottom wouldn't be the kind of one without the other. That also might have to do with you show me. And this package deal, you have to take my focus. How can it be frustrated to keep that yoga? Must be my focus, the other piece. See, it's not a package deal. It's a similar condition for Chiyo. Then you can see it like Toso in his second day, and the graph, he's doing a little further. Say, no, really?
When you're pucker, you don't lose your pucker. And you can ask me to that yoga. You can ask me to that yoga. When you're pucker for one, you're pucker for the other. But this mind you're pucker one, pucker for the other. But you can still, that's only their package deal. There's shmita without yoga. Just this man, there's no yoga happening. This man, there's no yoga. Okay, that's like a kira in the head. Of Rebbe, very similar to what they call in yeshivas, the some yeshivas, they get a kira. The two things are compared. Does that mean they're the same? Or does that mean that they just have one thing in common?
Rashi said,
yes. Ah, because the Yerushalmi said that there's no yoga, there's no agricultural shmita. And therefore, indeed, by Shin, there's no agricultural shmita to be Doraisa, and there's no shmita stuff to be Doraisa. Rebbe just added, just like in by Shin, there's no agricultural shmita to be Drabanan, shmita stuff to be Drabanan. But the Sephrobot holds, no, the days of by Shin, shmita was Doraisa. Only after the Chorban, when we lost Kishta Arit, did agricultural shmita become Drabanan, having nothing to deal with.
It's just different than the timeline.
Exactly. And basically, here it's saying that Rebbe applied in by a Shady, and according to the Sephra, Rebbe applies only after the Korban. That's what Rashi thinks, that the not that to both the Rebbe. Just the Rebbe, because all Rebbe said is when you're allowed to work on the seventh year, there's no speed of stopping. Don't write stuff. When were you allowed to work on the seventh year? You don't write stuff. According to Shalmi. From the time of Tevat Lether, and according to the Sephra, only from the time of the Korban.
Just explain the difference between Tosfos and Ketan. The Shalmi, the room. Just the distinction between again, or the
Shalmi does the same. Sephra is
different.
Yeah, Tosfos says it means that when you have a Chaloshnat Yovel, but you're not the kind of it, you're still higher than Shita. The brach was further, even though you don't have a brach yovel, but you should have had a haloshnaf yovel, you're tired of shmita. The difference between them is that Tosfos said, when you halosh yovel, but you're mevatel yafeh, you're still tired of shmita. The brach was further, even though you don't halosh yovel, but you can count, you're still tired of shmita. He really separates the two.
Here's some of your shaman that seems to imply that Rashi's, you know, approach of it's shmita, it's hard for the target shmita, not yovel. It seems to be fall through.
The Yerushalmi sounds like it's against Rashi. No, Rashi very happy with your child.
There's a Girsa though.
Oh, one's Girsa.
And there was an other that should be over shot for given the like a human, I guess, and then there's like a possibility of those. And I guess you meet the that's a book on that.
Mm-hmm.
So then I mean Rashi, well Rashi but not have it yourself, Rashi has
That's what also then the Ozo Hadar? I have an Ozo Hadar. Oh, in the Ozo Hadar.
The Ozo Hadar Yerushalmi connects the Rebbe's statement is Yovel and Shmita, not Shmita.
Okay, then Rashi must have not had that Girsa. Rashi didn't have a copy of Yerushalmi, knows what he said, but thought to him, we're going to get the leaves and cut up a second getting to Yerushalmi. He found someone wrote what it says in Yerushalmi. I Rashi didn't have any Girsa in Yerushalmi. He just had what he had. You know, whether that's, you know, how that fits in with the Girsa, I guess, you know, we hope it would work going to one Girsa. And I mean, not the other. Okay, bye. I want to talk a little, Chaim, when you get a chance, please, about the Machlokas and Abaye and Rava. What is the Machlokas between Abaye and Rava? So, let's review. Now, it's a little hard to tell sometimes. Here's the tricky part. You're never sure if there's actually a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. I don't know for sure if there's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. They give two different answers, right? Does that mean that Abaye thinks Rava's answer is wrong and Rava thinks Abaye's answer is wrong? Or are they just giving two answers? We can't know for sure. So we can't know for sure that there's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. The only thing we can know for sure is that the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. That we know that the machlokas. But let us review the machlokas. What does Abaye say?
Abaye said very public. Abaye said, question. How can Hillel make a prosbul? It's against the Torah. Answer, because Shemitah is mana there, is Negro button. Question. Next question in Gemara. Micha meeting your rice from a shop to run the Gishame. If Shemitah is a half the Rabbanim, you should stop Midor Rabbanim. If you're all Midor Rice, you have to pay your debt. How can the Rabbanim make Shemitah stop in Midor Rabbanim? What right do they have to go against the Torah? And what was Abaye's answer? Shebel Tafe. Yesh Koach Yad Chachamim. Locker, Dabrina Torah. B'Shebel Tafe. Right? I think next year. Right? In 12 and a half months, I think we'll have that. And in 13 months. Right? First day Rosh Hashanah Shabbat. Right? They uprooted Yishofer. Then 2 weeks later, they did the same thing to Netilah Pulav. Okay. That's a bite. What about Rava? So, how does Abaye read Rava? Rava says, no, Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. And what is the Rashi? Well, Olam, Bain, the Rabban of Liyah, the Rebbe, Yom Shvias, Lash, Matav, Yol, Zana, Zed, or Raisa, the Talk in the Hill, Gold, Yishame, Bain, the Rebbe, Dabar, Lav, the Raisa, or Rani, Yishame, the Tikshi, Dabar, the Bedabar, Shura, Moman, Ain, Kamek, Yer, Dabar, Nat, or Rav, Mokum, Shiyot, the Gadir, the Gadir, the Hefker, Bezin, the Mamon, Hefker. What is he saying? You don't need Rebbe anymore, right? Bein l'chachamim, bein l'Rebbe, bein l'chachamim. You don't need Rebbe anymore. What? Basically, how is Rava, according to Rashi? Question is, how can Hillel make Prosbul? Same question. The answer is Hefker Bez and Hefker. Okay, Hefker Bez and Hefker. Baylor, fine, they can do whatever they want with money. Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. But according to Tosos, what does Tosos say? Tosos says no. Rava is only coming after the second question. Rashi says, yeah, but he's going back. And he's looking at Pila. Why doesn't Rava say anything to the first question? So Tosos reads more differently. The question is the same thing. And I know I put on board 100 times. You'll apologize to me. A, Smita. Bisman Hazeh Midrabanan. Next question. How could the Rabbanim make Shemitah Rabbanan against the Doraisa of Priya Sparakol? The answer is Hefker Bezin Hefker. Okay. Now, what's interesting? What's interesting is, let's stick with the first question for now. We have two different answers to the first question. One is Shemitah Zanadeh Drabanan, and it's Rebbe. Okay, if you would ask, why would anyone need another answer of Hefker Bezin and Hefker and not be satisfied with that? That's easy. Well, that's according to Rebbe. Maybe I'll give a different answer for according to Rabban. Right? The more interesting question is, why would anyone restrict it to Rebbe and not say Hefker Bezin and Hefker? Right? Meaning, why would I say Hefker Bezin and Hefker and not restrict it to Rebbe? It's like, great, you have an answer that works according to Rebbe. I'm giving an answer that works according to all Tanai. Right? That's always nice. But why would Abaye say Shemitah Bezman Hazeh Midrabanan and not say Hefker Bezin Hefker? And to go even further, you know, that's not the best question. So his answer, no, he wasn't. No, he happened to postulate like Rebbe. He wasn't thinking of Hefker Bezin Hefker. Maybe he thought if you have another answer, it's better to not have to use Hefker Bezin Hefker. You don't have to. The better question, according to Tosfos, why would Rava, who's going to use Hefker Bezin Hefker anyway, not use Hefker Bezin Hefker to answer this question? Right? According to Tosfos, you for sure need an explanation. If Rava is using Hefker Bezin Hefker anyway, then why doesn't he just use it in the first place? There obviously is some fool in using Hefker Bezin Hefker to answer this question. But yeah, from the very first line, Tosfos is aware of, meaning this is not a Kronos Shakasha. What's the best deal here? The best deal here is, like over here, also maybe yesh makom l'dayek. Why did the bai answer shei al hata? According to and Rava answered hefker mez and hefker. But those are two equal answers. Half the rabban have the right to make shmita when you need the right, so you're supposed to pay your debt. Okay, maybe they can be over shei al hata. Maybe they can do hefker mez and hefker. Two equal answers. You could say there's no machlokas. They just each thought of one answer, and each answer is as good as the other. But over here, you really have a. Here is the big question. Why, Levi Tosfo, why didn't Rava answer Hefker, Beth, and Hefker if he is going to say it in a minute anyway? Right. If he's going to end up saying Hefker isn't Hefker, why can't he just say Hillel use Hefker isn't Hefker? Why couldn't Hillel use Hefker isn't Hefker? There are bottom each that thought we'd use Hefker isn't Hefker, but Hillel couldn't have. Why? And you could also add, not a strong question, but also a question, and why didn't Abaye say Hefker isn't Hefker? Although this is not a strong question, not as strong a question, because you could say that, oh, he didn't say Hefker as an Hefker because, you know, he wanted it, tell us the top line ready anyway, because he thought they don't always use Hefker and Hefker when they decide to do other things, you know, and, but for total stuff on caution, right? If you're going to use Hefker as an Hefker in two lines later, why not just answer Hefker as an Hefker? Obviously, the deal is, Hefker Bez and Hefker is not a good justification for the Kamas Purk Bolt. Why? What are we trying to say? In other words, what are we asking? Why is Hefker Benzin not not a heter to make trumball if Shmita was the Raita? Right? Shmita is the Rabbani. Shmita was the Raita, they couldn't have made trumball. Hefker isn't not good enough. Why is Hefker Bez and Hefker not a good enough reason to jump by principle?
Yeah, a kata of somebody come and say that Hefker isn't Hefker is going to be ogre of Yotzorah about Tigot, but I'm saying it is acceptable to be ogre the problem of Blisik, though, something, but no one asked the kata why it's allowed to be ogre that. Now, I can say that because it's not the function.
Right, so no, I mean, let's not go there, at least, if we have a choice. Let's hear what Tosfos says, and I'll answer your question. Tosfos says, "Hashka lo boy Rava is going to have kush the hefker as an hefker." Now Rava does not want to answer. He's not answering the first question of the hefker as an hefker. Why not? Even though he's going to use it later for another question, why doesn't he use it for this question? To the calculate, go hayelo lehilo lach or shviyah shudar raisa. Hilo, even if he had the power to be over shviyah, he shouldn't have been over shviyah with shudar raisa. From Tosfos, it sounds like, isn't that he wouldn't be allowed to use Hefker Bez and Hefker to make Frisbee, or just that it wouldn't be proper? What does it sound like? It sounds more like it wouldn't be proper. Well, not, you can't. It wouldn't have been proper to be Oter, a mitzvah, the Orasa, even if he had the power. So it sounds like it's just a matter of impropriety, right? It's impropriety. It's Lohayolo, and the Meiri is more explicit about it being impropriety. What does the Meiri say here? Says the Meiri here, he says, Mikal Mako Mirali. Well, okay, before we get to Miri, we should point out who else has to go together with Rashi and Tosfos? The Rambam Raivid, because what did the Rambam say in Hilchot Mita Perek Tef Halacha Tef Zayin? Says the Rambam, the Ein Prosbul Moel Elav Shvita Sufim Vanadeshi Medibri Sofrim. Prosbul only works in Shmita Drabanan. And what did the Raivid say back then? What are you talking about? He says that's only a baye. He's Ein Mchor Abaye Damer Hachi Ol Rava Poly Gamer Hefker Bezin Hefker. What is the right saying? Say, Rava said it's because of Hefker Bez and Hefker. Rava said it's because of Hefker Bez and Hefker. So, and then what does the Rambam think? The Rambam obviously holds like Tosfos says, no, Rava is only arguing on the second question. Rava admits that the only reason Prosbul works is because he's not a Bez Rabbanan, and he's like Tosfos. That's why he recalls Tosfos. Yeah?
Rambam technically that the Rambam says it's going to be Moel.
I don't think that's machlokas because Tosfos says maybe he'll could have been mitakin, but he wasn't. It could be that the Rambam might agree he'll could have been mitakin, but he wasn't. But once he wasn't mitakin, it's not moel. So for us, it's not moel once he wasn't mitakin. I mean, it could be at least. So the Meiri is not discussing Tosfos; he's discussing the Rambam. Obviously, he's always more interested in the Rambam than Tosfos and his derech. He says nearly that's the only mechaber. I think the Rambam and Tosfos are right. I'm adding Tosfos. Then shall the daiki to shall rub a little bottle of sofa the milta. Rub is only answering the second question differently. The sofa. But so lo machi taking the hat from makom shein mashama na toru appears by the hefker than hefker. We call makom pirusho b'makom shein bo bittel mitzvah. Makom sheish bittel mitzvah. Well, I except would be a bittel mitzvah. Kigon delichin deli shamei b'makom mitzvah na toru lahav shmito. Afez then ein daitam lehafker. Ein daitam lahafker. What does it mean? Abbezin ain't daitam lahafkir. He's not saying it's Oscar forbidden to use hefker bezin hefker. Ain't daitam lahafkir. It's not their das that they want to be mafkir to go against the mitzvah. So I think both Tosfos and the Erie sounds like what we call nowadays potfish, right? It's not proper to uproot a mitzvah. Now you can ask, okay, so there were original mitzvahs, should we just stop him? That's fine. But to uproot a mitzvah, should we just stop him? They wouldn't have done, even though they had the power to. What's pshat? After all, when they were attacked to do something, they uprooted both sigzol and etc. You know, priest balko mitzvah. Hey, it's not clear if that mamash wouldn't miss that thing in the Torah. That's just one sheet of somewhere or a phrase. But I think the answer is laniyat daiti. I think the answer is pretty clear. No, every time they make a tekanim dinei mamonos, they are theoretically uprooting.
Degree of
they're uprooting some degree of low signal. Whenever they say you owe someone money, you get money, etc., they're uprooting some degree of low signal, but they're not uprooting the idea of low signal. Of course, everyone shouldn't take money they don't deserve me to write, except in this 1/1000th of cases where they made a takana, right? They're not uprooting the whole idea of low signal, they're just uprooting it in one uncommon case. But when they principle, they're uprooting all of Shmita Sufim because everyone with half a brain is going to write a principle. What idiot would not write a principle, right? And therefore, the 99.9% of people will write a principle, so they're uprooting all of Shmita Sufim. That's the amen. Now, every hefker bez and hefker is uprooting a low signal, theoretically. They're taking away someone's money that you shouldn't have taken away. But they're not uprooting the idea of low signal. They're uprooting one uncommon case. But when they principle, they're uprooting all of Shmita Sufim. No one is ever getting mashmit stuff anymore, except for a few weirdos or absent-minded people. And therefore, that's mamash uprooting a mitzvah. Uproot the gamre they wouldn't do, right? That's what the achronim say, right? The achronim say, they uprooted shofar on Shabbos because you might carry it. Hold it, all musical instruments are uproot, even on Yom Kippur, right? Where do we find the issue musical instruments? Is it a mitzvah of Shabbos? What? In Sefeta, right? Because you might be mitakin kli shir. So why didn't they uproot shofar on Yontif? Because you might be mitakin kli shir. Why only Shabbat? There are many answers. One of the answers is, well, they can't uproot it entirely. That wouldn't be proper. So on Shabbat, you at least have 6/7 of the time. It's not Shabbat. So it's okay, but they uproot on Yontif. You never blow shofar. And then, proper thing to take something out of the Torah. Okay, the same idea. So one answer is, and I think this is Tosfos and the Meiri, that it's not proper to uproot a whole mitzvah, even if you can. That's not something that the Chachamim want to do. You know, it's not just a matter of, do we technically have the ability to do something, right? It's a matter of, like, we want to do the Chachamim properly. We want to keep the Torah properly. So sometimes you have to tweak things here and there based on historical circumstances. But the mamish change the whole part of the Torah, that's not for Orthodox Chazal. It's not proper. Even if you theoretically could.
But you're understanding that they have the power to do it.
I'm understanding they have the power to do it. On the other hand, if you would look in, I hope everyone had a Mostada Rav Kook Ritva. You know, the Mostada Rav Kook Ritva, they did two things. Number one, they decided that the Ritva was written by Rabbeinu Kretzkis and called the Kedusha Rabbeinu Kretzkis. That is controversial. I'm not a bar hachi to have an opinion about these things. You have to be one of these real docistic academics. You know, again, the question isn't, was this written by the rich boy or was this written by the really guy? Thing. Was it written by two rabbis who learned in the same yeshiva, the same age, et cetera, et cetera? You know, yeah, it's very subtle. So I have no idea. A lot of, you know, the academics do not accept Mosada Rav Kook. Okay, yesh la'ayin. Okay. But also what they did was they put two Rishonim there. They put the Rabbeinu Kretzkis and the Chidushim Miktav Yad. Some people mistakenly think that what they mean is the Chidushim Miktav Yad of the Ritva, and that's the real Ritva. If so, they would just call it the Chidushim Ritva. You look in that Talmud, they say, no, this is not the Ritva. It has certain similarities, et cetera, so we decided to publish it. So it's an unknown Rishon. And you see the style is not like the Ritva, and they don't claim it's the Ritva. So don't make the mistake in thinking that Mosada Rav Kook found the real Ritva. And then called what we call Ritva Rabbeinu Kretzkis. They did call what we call the Ritva Rabbeinu Kretzkis, but the Chidushim Miktav Yad is just Chidushim Miktav Yad. It's not alleged to be the Ritva. Just alleged connection to the Ritva, and, you know, basically someone wants to publish a manuscript. So if they publish it separately, no one's going to buy it. They put it together with the Ritva, it'll be part of the yellow set, and everyone will buy it. But it's Kedai, especially the quote of Yad Rabbah, which is always valuable, right? The Yad Rabbah wrote an Olaf Shas. Rishonim had the Yad Ramah on all of Shas. The Shishu Betis has on some acceptance. We don't have the Tor, had Ramahs on basically all areas of Halakha, which we don't have. And there was the Yad Ramah on Gittin, which we don't have. Right? Kotav HaRamah, though. All right? Well, the Talmud. The Rishonim had manuscripts of the Yad Ramah seemingly on all of Shas, or substantially so. Anyway, read the Yad Ramah thing. That Rav Amar Hefker Bez and Hefker Bez ain't kind of curious mythical. Let me sure that did. The Amalva Otsa Midas Chatzinim Lo Lahashu Svo. Because when the Rav Amar were talking Hefker Bez and Hefker to do Shvita Stuffim, that's not a cure of the Torah. That's Midas Chatzinim. Midas Chatzinim to be mashvit even when you don't have to. Midas Chatzinim not an cure of the Torah. Abel Kamai So Lo Lati Dori Ha. He couldn't have answered the first way. Meaning the Yad Rama is definitely a Tosfos man. It's definitely a Tosfos man. By the way, if you're a Tosfos man, you have to pop in like Rebbe, we pointed out, because both Abaye and Rava say Judas not as Ezra Abanan. Only a Rashi Raivad man could, if they want to, possibly pop in like the Chachamim, which the Raivad doesn't, but the Ramban and the Bala Itcher pop like the Chachamim must be that they're Rashi and Raivad men, because otherwise they'd have no right to pop like the Chachamim. And the Ramban's explicit anyway. Anyway, what does he say? Michael has to say, how can the Hanikita have to be a Hefker? Can be Akramit from the Torah? Grand Hefker is a Hefker, but you can't be like, you can't be Okramit from the Torah. The Nimsay's Omer Shbeth and you're holding locker with this like a ship will pay my turn. What are you going to say? Bezin could be Oker, anything that's about Mammon, who's a Hefker is a Hefker, they can be Oker, like a ship, will pay my turn. That's ridiculous. Notice, he's not saying what Bezin would want to do. Thing what they're able to do. Yechol says, obviously, Bezin, not Yechol, and locker them from the Torah, even through Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. Of Rashi, Zal Kotzav, etc. And what does Rashi think? Rashi obviously disagrees with me, right? Rashi thinks that Dover Shalmaman ain't come Dover Minatora, Bemachim Shiag, Begod there, the Hefker Bez and Hefker. Rashi thinks Hefker Bez and Hefker is not called Akira's Dover Minatora, but the Ramah thinks that. I don't think the Ramah is the one who wrote, but Rashi is already. I think that's the author, the Rabbi Kesav Yad. The Ramah thinks, like Tosfos, that they have no right to be Oker Dover Natora, even using Hefker Bez and Hefker. right? So that's totally different from Kotos. Not that they wouldn't have wanted to. They have no right to, because Ein Koch Biyad Chachamim Lach or Dovar Min Ha Torah. It doesn't mean, it's interesting, what do you mean Ein Koach? It doesn't mean they have no mechanism to be Ogre Dovar Min Ha Torah. No, they have a mechanism, Hefer Bezen Hefer. They can be Mach or whatever they want. No, it means that they have a mechanism. They just have no right to be Ogre Dovar Min Ha Torah because that is betraying the Torah. Even if they have the mechanism, they have no right to because that is betraying the Torah. So that is said the Yad Rama a little differently. He said, in Koach Lecha Tamin Lachar Dovar Min Ha Torah Afilu Al Yedei Hefker Bezdin. Even though they have the power and the mechanism, maybe it's the same koach. They have the right. They're not allowed to be Oker Dovar Min Ha Torah. I mean, also like the Chachamim. It's that the definition of Chachamim is they are interpreting the Torah and they're helping us keep the Torah. Not that they're uprooting something from the Torah. Even if they have the technical power, they don't have the Hashgachic power.
But you see that Hillel was doing something that was, that he felt was absolutely necessary to do.
And even though that's what necessary, it was the only balance he was going against the Kana Darbanan. Even in the case of absolute necessity, you can't go against the Torah. If I had a nickel for every radical rabbi throughout Jewish history who said, I wouldn't want to ever go against the Torah Chas V'Shalom, and I'm doing it with a crack and I'm crying all night that I have to do this, but I have no choice. It's necessary to change the Torah in our time and place. That's why, you know, we have Jews who assimilate it in every generation. Because even if it's necessary, you can't do it. Normally, it's not Chas Chachon. Okay. If you're one of the Chazal, you can go against the Kodesh Chazal when it's necessary. You can't go. That's the difference. The other one, Tosa says, maybe could have, but it wasn't proper. The difference is both. We're talking about Chazal. We're not talking about, my next door neighbor who say, is it us or is it just not proper? You know, classic Shaila. No, I mean, of course, something not proper for Chazal, that's almost as good as it'd be impossible because Chazal wouldn't want to act properly. But nonetheless, that's exactly the point. Even when it's necessary, even when you have no choice in the matter, nonetheless, you don't find a heter for everything.
I think it's a semantical matter to say that they have the technical means.
Correct. If
a misapplication of a power that you have is going over the bounds of your power.
Fair enough, quite possible. Let's look for a second, though, and here I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help sort me out, the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, I don't think, is talking in the exact same Lashon. But tell me what you think. I'll read you the Kesef Mishnah. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Berav, et cetera, Pasach, Rabbeinu, Ka'abaye. Etc. Oh, that's the Ravah. No, sorry. I meant the Kesef Mishnah. Interestingly, the Ravah has a totally different shot than the Rambam. The Ravah has, the Rambam was really like Rashi, and he just popped him like a Abaye against Rambam. No one else agrees with that. Let's assume like the Kesef Mishnah. That the Rambam was like Tosfos says, the Kesef Mishnah, Taima, etc. Varayv and Mefarish to Rashi, Avor Rabin, Shem Mefarish, Kapir Shah, Tosfos, Dilokoi, El Mika, Mithi, Marish, Lom Shah, Rim, the Gilm Shame, Bataima, what's the reason for Tosfos slash Ramam? Bataima, the Kaman Shaina Mamun Beyodo, Hifki Ru Bezdin. Over here, Hefker Bezdin is good. What are they telling you? Not to pay your debts, right? Not to collect your debts. I don't have the money, I just can't collect it. When I don't have the money, you owe me the money to open our Mapker, and now I can't collect it. Shalok din Torah. Kolomer, Avolohotzi miyad shalok din Torah. Over here, we're talking about not collecting a debt. For that, I think it's happening when they have to get the Torah. Over here, we're talking about collecting a debt, right? First of all, lets you collect a debt. To let you collect the debt against the din Torah? Kolomer, Elohai shmidus dom deraisa, lohavu mitakni, lohotzi miyad ol deyah. They wouldn't have been mitaking to be motzi mamon from you al yidei hefker. Okay, what does he say? He doesn't say anything about Akira. It doesn't sound like he's talking about Akira's mitzvah. Not Akira's over the door. He doesn't say, well, to be metakid shmita stuffim is not ochre, they let paying debt all the time, but the metakid first of all is ochre shmita stuffim all the time. That's not a thing. Say, here it's passive. To passively say you can't collect, they're willing to go against the Torah, but to actively say you can take someone's money when they don't owe you, they wouldn't go against the Torah. Here it is.
Just
the mechanism. What? So here, I'm not sure exactly what he means. Maybe someone else here is. Is he also talking about propriety? Just like, you know, to go against the Torah, they wouldn't want to like go against the Torah in a way that's like mamish doing a maisa against the Torah because that, you know, seems improper. The lashon is funny.
It sounds like it's Sheval Tasa, doesn't it?
And it's sounding awfully like, yeah, it's sounding awfully like Sheval Tasa, but it's obviously not.
In other words, but he's like saying that he's not willing to say
it's something different. So here, the Kesta Mishnah, I admit that I don't know what he means.
Isn't he saying that
I don't know what someone means. I'm tricking you. I mean, like, I want him to mean the longest that I want to say. But I have to first admit that I'm not sure. I'm really not sure what the guest of Mishnah means, because lohava mitakne sounds like a lashon of propriety, not a more technical lashon. But like, why is it more improper? I mean, A, is it really more improper to collect money when you shouldn't rather than not collect money when you should? Like, maybe it's more nicker, it's more visible. But it's funny, like, there are lots of takanas d'rabbanan where they... That means there's no takanas or a button where someone collects money they're not owed to dini mamonos? That would be a tremendous chiddush, really? Like, there's no takanas or a button ever made where you don't owe me money, now me draw money, you have to pay me money? That sounds like a very big chiddush to me. I mean, we find many places in Shas, there's only once in Shas that explicitly they happen, or a button can make takanas and mamonos, hefker bez and hefker, because usually they don't bother to ask this question. Only in the sugya and the Yevamistach Zayin Pechef, and they discuss what power the Rabbanan have someplace around there. I don't know, the Hezek Shein or Nicker, if it's Rabbanan, that means really you don't have to pay me as a Mazik. When you're Rabbanan, you do have to pay me, right? I mean, isn't that taking away money? And isn't that going against the Torah? So I'm not 100% sure exactly mitzad propriety. It sounds like lohavu mitakne. Like, they wouldn't have. But I'm not 100% sure, like, you know, what is, if this Kathamish means it's not for propriety, I'm just not sure, like, what this bar is and how this fits in with the rest of Shas. If you think about being involved the whole mitzvah, you have nothing else like that in Shas. So we understand why in this case, you wouldn't have the resin heifer. You say you have to collect money and someone doesn't owe, and half of shop you have to pay money you don't owe me to a button. I don't get it. If Ksuba threw a button, even if the husband didn't write a Ksuba, when he gets divorced, the wife can take away his property and join with us. Why isn't that going against the Torah?
In Baltigo, on some level, they look more of like, strictly speaking, Mamonos based Esther. Baltigo is more of like an independent Esther aside from the Mamonos.
I understand, but then he should have said, when there's no additional ifter, then they were comfortable using after and after. But when there's an issue of both egos, they weren't. But why did he say to not collect money, they were okay, but to collect money, they're not okay? He shouldn't use the distinction of not collecting versus collecting if the real distinction is regular momentos versus a special ifter.
Maybe he's saying that there's a distinction between hefker best and hefker when it relates to a din d'rabbanan. And when it relates to a din d'oraisa, when it relates to a din d'rabbanan, it's both being mafker the money, basically in terms of the machlokas that we saw later, the machlokas we showed him with respect to what hefker bez and hefker means. Does it mean just being mafker, or does it mean transferring also?
Okay, so anyway, let me get to that because we don't have too much time. I want to at least get to all of what we wanted to discuss. I would say, like, you know, I'm not even going to number. Maybe the guest of Mishnah is sort of what he sounds like, but I don't know how to make sense of it, that it's not proper to use Hefker Bezdin against the Torah to actively collect only to like happily make someone not pay? I don't really understand. But A, that sounds awfully like that. And I just like, I feel like there's something maybe a little missing from the text of Mishnah, and maybe you have to interpret it a different way. And the way I'm going to go is, there are obviously two directions one could go. Once we're discussing this, let's go a little out of the order of the Makor sheet. Let's go to the direction of the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah. The famous machlokes between the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah about the koach of Hefker Bez Din Hefker. Hefker Bez Din Hefker sounds like Hefker Bez Din Hefker, right? If you have property, Bez Din can make your property Hefker, right? The question is, can Bez Din make your property Hefker? But can Bez Din make your property mine? Now, everyone agrees that, you know, they can say me drabana let the act of your property's mine. They really make your property mine on a Torah level. Now, don't get me wrong, everyone agrees Bez Din could take away your property and give it to me, because they're mafia your property, and once I pick it up, it's mine. Everyone agrees. Hefker Bez Din, once I pick it up, it's mine. Because if they made it mine, it's mine. If they made it Hefker, I was Kona me Hefker. Like they have bought. Question is, if I had to get picked up, right? If it's not in my cluster, in my pocket, in my hand, does the Hefker Bez Din Hefker mean that they can make your property Hefker, or even they can make your property mine? The words sound like Hefker Bez Din Hefker. They can make it Hefker. Doesn't say they can make it someone else's.
If you learn from the
parsha, it doesn't say they can add opinion. However, you could say no, that's just a phrase, but even they have open power over all the money.
Don't you have a principle you can't be Mizakia from Hefker for somebody else? So how can Bez Din be Mizakia this? They make it Hefker, and then they go to
because they're not doing regular kinyanim. They're using state power. That's a different track legari.
From the pshat of his psukim, it sounds like they're doing their manchil whoever they want to.
Okay. So the problem is that the marshal was mocking you by 500 years. Okay. This is a famous machlokas between the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rashba, right here in our daf, says the Rashba, right here al atar, says the Rashba. He says, Rav Amar Hefker Bez Din Hefker. First, he says he holds like Rashi. Most of the Beit Midrash Ramban holds like Rashi. But then we say, Umina Shaminan de Koch Bez Din Yafel La Hefker Mamu Mizet Vila Zakosol Ula Zakosol Zet. Bez Din can be mafker your money and make it someone else's. And he's very clear. They don't mean tell the other guy to pick it up and make it his. Afil Konish Bal Yado. Even before the other guy touched it, they can just magically make it his. Right? Because again, everyone admits that if it's Hefker and Bez Din picks it up and gives it to the other guy and holds it in his hand, now it's his. No, they can make Aryeh's property mine, even if I haven't touched it. They just have control over ownership of money. Says that's what do you from the drasha. What's the drasha? How do we know Hefker Bez Din Hefker? Who is it? Rabbi Eliezer or Mihacha? Eva Nachlos or Nachlo? Elazar Kom and Shuvah Nun Rashi Ha'avos. He might be Rashi to Avos. Or Rashi or Avos. Avos are Rashi. Why is it called Rashi Ha'avos? Lama Kom Avos Man Chilin. Not Nachlos. The name Kom Hashigir. So Rashi Man Chilin. Just the Avos can bequeath what they want. The Rashi, the authority, Bez Din can bequeath whatever they want, whoever they want. And he says, just like the Av, when he bequeaths, the inheritance goes to his son even before the son picks it up, right? Yerusha doesn't need a Maisa Kinyan. If someone died, his son or whoever he bequeaths it to owns his property, may love it, touching it. Likewise, then to make anyone, it's not supposed. It's about giving, it's not about taking. The pasuk's really about giving. What about taking? Now, the Avos here, Pshuta Shamekra, they weren't taking away anything from anyone. It was the Canaanim. There would still be the Canaanims before Al till they beat them in a war. That was back on the ground. And they were just giving, right? Okay, so it's all about giving. Obviously, giving involved taking. That's the Rashba. This is against the Mafurish Rabbeinu Yonah in Bava Batra. Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a throwaway line in the middle of a discussion about Bava Batra. What does the Rabbeinu Yonah say in Bava Batra? Called Hechad Armin Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Balan Achafet Ibe the Kutal Yeh Hefker Bezdin. The owner lost the foot. Barayin Kedavar Shein of Shalom, and it's not his. Yishvishuk the Chaver LaHachdurish is Bezdin. And the other guy has permission for Bezdin to be machzik in it. Meaning, all they can do is make it Hefker and then say, and no one else is allowed to take it when they want to give Ari's property to me. They make Ari's property Hefker, say, no one's allowed to take it but Bednarsh, and then they let me take it, and when I take it, it's mine. Well, Eno Zokobo with Deber Bezdin, and she yaks it, but just because it's dead, so I don't have a good foot, so I'm going to straight out Machlokas, we're showing him here, how Hefker Bezdin Hefker works. If you'll say to the Rabbeinu Yonah, you'll say to Rabbeinu Yonah, but what about Avos Ban Chilim, even before their Machzik, etc.? So what do a lot of the Achronim point out? Marshall's first right carbon saddle says, I thought it to my own, and then I found the Marv and the Marshall in Barf Shekivanti. But what did the Marshall say in Hefker Bezdin Hefker? He said, well, there are two Psukim, right? Rabbi Eliezer says from Elon Nachlos, but what does Rabbi Yitzchak say? We know in Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Shenemar, first excommunication. That's the first excommunication we find explicitly in Jewish history, to the best of my knowledge. But Yochram Kol V'Chusho, all his property will be confiscated. Now, what happened here, right? Remember, this is the, what do you call this in English? A revival meeting, right? They were scheduling a revival meeting. Everyone had to come to be inspired to keep the Torah. And whoever didn't show up in 3 days to the meeting, he'll be excommunicated and will confiscate all his property. Now, they weren't interested in giving his property to anyone here. The point wasn't, it's the Abdin Nachlin. The point wasn't that someone wanted the property, the Chazalit interest. It's just it was a punishment. Punishment, your property, after your property confiscated, right? That's all about taking away. And so says the Marshal, that's really the difference between these two psukim. He said, Rabbi Yitzchak's mocker is just to take away. But Rabbi Eliezer's mocker is even lahachlit lachaviro, to give it to someone else, even before he picks it up. Obviously, he picks it up if it's his. That's the carbon saddle that's here in the back. Also, maybe this guy here depends on the token. Now, some of the Ephraim deny it, right? Some of the Ephraim say, no, of course you can make it someone else. Of course the Rashba's right. And Rabbi Yitzchak's pasuk also meant that. It wasn't such a, and then Esiva says in the brackets here, he says, no, of course you can only take away and you can't give it to someone else. Even Rabbi Eliezer's drasha with Lav Davka didn't mean you could amish me, so it just meant you could take away and then they'll end up with the covenant. They're not going in their mouth. So you could say, I think one pasuk is the Iker and the other pasuk is Lav Davka and drag him, but certainly Kipshuta, you might say the Machlokas, Rashba and Rabbi Yonah, the Machlokas Amorah. After all, the Rashba only quotes Eilanachlo. So if you say Hefker says then Hefker says the Rashba, Afilu, Le'ach, but says Rabbeinu Yonah very explicitly, says Rabbeinu Yonah, no, Rak, Le'achir, right? Then we might say, what might you say, based on the Marshal, that maybe Nafkamina is not Nafkamina, but maybe it's Haloi in the Machloket Amorayim. Again, because they thought of Machloket Amorayim. Really, the Rashba thinks that everyone really gives Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yitzchak Lavdavka. I mean, they're the Rabbi Yonah thinks everyone gives Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Eliezer Lavdavka. The Pashtun said, in the second place, sounds like this is Rabbi Eliezer. And or a Lotter, yeah, you never know what the figure says. And this is Rabbi Yitzchak. And that Nicha, because Rashba himself. Micha, the Rashba himself, he quotes, he based himself on Rabbi Eliezer. Interestingly, the Rambam, I didn't realize how much the Rambam was, the Rambam never brings down Rabbi Eliezer, only Rabbi Yitzchak. in Hilchos Sanhedrin Chaf Dalid Vav, and I put in brackets because I didn't have the right girsa. I don't know why girsa gremlins are like at work this year. I usually hardly ever discuss yourself. It's not up to me whether these sugyas happen to have things with the wrong printed Rambam's the wrong printed girsa or not. The Rambam says, Okay, he only quotes from Yitzhak. But why did I think it wasn't a Mekuyah? Because the Lashon of the printed Rambams is Ma'abed and no saying really sounds like he's not following this Hakira very well. That's if I would open this Rambam. Until I realized that, if you look on the side here, it says this is the way the Rebus quotes the Rambam and all the Kisvei Hayad and half of the early printings as well. Only in some of the early printings, the later printings, that's when they messed up in no saying. What's the real Girsa? Ma'abed Zechutan. Your Ma'abed Zechuyos. He says nothing about Athena, only about Machter Ma'abed Zechuyos. Now, so at first I thought, I don't want to bring this around, I don't know what to, because I'm a good yet. He quotes from Yitzhak, but he talks about being nothing. But now he doesn't talk about being nothing. That's the wrong gear thing. He just said, L'hafter l'abim z'chustan, l'ma'abim z'chustan. So the Rambam is Micha. That, the Rambam has, I don't know if it's a thing or anything, but the Rambam, we'll see if I didn't have anything. The Rambam quotes from Yitzhak and not Rabbi Eliezer. And not Rabbi Eliezer. The question is, now, some of the Achronim say the big nafkamina of this Chakira. What's the big nafkamina of this Chakira? Okay, we have to stop. The classic question, everyone knows, anyone who's like been in any yeshiva for like more than Tofu de Dibur, knows that what's like the biggest Hakanal yeshivas, is a Kenyan Drabbanan considered yours Midoraisa or not? Right, big discussion is the Kenyan Drabbanan work Midoraisa, right? So says Rabbi Kina Eger and Mesivas and many Gedolei Achronim say that depends on the Machlokes in the Rashba and the Rina Yonah here, right? That's good with the Machlokes. Because why do Kenyan Drabbanan work? They have power Hefker and Hefker. Does a Kenyan Drabbanan work Midoraisa or not? Well, that depends. If Hefker Bez and Hefker is like the Rashba, then the Kenyan Drabbanan work Midoraisa. They have the power to make it whoever's name is. But if it's like Rina Yonah, they only power to be Hefker, but it's still not yours. Therefore, Kenyan Drabbanan doesn't count as yours Midoraisa. It only counts Hefker Midoraisa. For each Eger and the Siva, no one's with it. Then couple kinds of Nachminas about that. Well, if Hefker would be good enough, then everyone would agree Kenyan Drabbanan works Midoraisa. If the other guy already picked it up, everyone would agree Kenyan Drabbanan works Midoraisa, et cetera. But what could be a Nafkamina? A Nafkamina is in Kenyan Drabbanan, caution, Kishelo Midoraisa. Right? So, according to the Rashba, the answer would be yes, because they use their power to be matched to you. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the answer would be no. No. They can take it away from Rabbi, but they can't make it mine. Only I can make it mine. And therefore, Kenyan Drabbanan is not good enough. He did Oraisa for various themes Oraisa, wherever we, you know, whenever we want to come on to them. Lamaisa, I think I'll have to like pick up with this, but obviously where I'm going now is, what did the Rashba say? He said, I'm a Rashi man. Right? He said, Rava's going back on the first question. Let's add, Piramban, Pirashba, really the whole, like that big Madrash, Rashi man. He said, and from here we see that Hefker and Hefker work to make it yours, not just to make it Hefker. What's he saying? Basically, Hefker and Hefker can work to get out of Shita stuff him because of my Shita. But if you had the other Shita, then it wouldn't have been good enough. What did Hefker Bez, what was supposed to mean? You owe me the money. You owe me the money. Even though Midoraisa is Meshamate, you owe me the money nonetheless. How can you owe me the money? I understand how it can be not your money. How could you owe me the money? Says that because Hefker and Hefker can not only take away your money, but make it belong to me. So what's the Rosh basically thing? Sorry, give me another 3 seconds. Nafkamina, Lefi the Rashba, is our sugya. According to the Rashba, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker can override Shmita D'Oraita because not only does it make Aryeh's money not his, it makes it mine, meaning gives me the right to collect. It makes him indebted to me. They can, he really doesn't owe me money. They can make it owe me money. They can make it mine. But according to Rabbi Yonah, no. And this would be, we'll call this Rashi. According to Rabbi Yonah, no. Hefker, Beth, and Hefker cannot make you owe me money. It can make your money ownerless, but it can't make you owe it to me. If Shemitah is Midoraisa, it can't make you owe me money, Shemitah Doraisa. And that could be the basis. I don't mean Tosfos himself, Tosfos for different reasons, but as a halakha of Tosfos, if so, what do I want to point out is then the Rambam works well with Shitase. Let's call this Tosfos and the Rambam versus Rashi and the Ravid. The Rambam works with Shitase. The Rambam works with Shitase. He's a Rabbi Yonah man, and that's why he's bad. Hefker does not get you out of the Shitase. Right, the only son is Ezra Banan. And Rashi goes to build the Shitase. Why? Because Rashi and Gittin Daf Chav, and I'll let you look it up yourself, but there's a very complicated Gemara in Gittin Daf Chav. We learned it 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, that says that when the wife gives money to the sofer to write the get, because I'll take the money away from her and give it to the husband. The wife gave it to the sofer, and Chazal will make it belong to the husband. That means that through Hefker is a Hefker, they can not just make it not the wife's money, they can make it the husband's money. So then, if you look at the Rashi would also be Lishi Tase, Bid Dot, Fath Amin Aleph, Fath Amin Aleph, Sheh, Midin, Hefker. There's then Hefker, Mamon, Ha'isha, Nase, Mimela, Limamon, Ha'ba'al, right? Without the Baal having to pick it up. So that's how like the Roscoe's. Then everyone works out well, the Shitasam. That is the second way to explain what is the. We have one way. That is because there's a limitation in the power of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. There is a third way, but that we'll have to wait until next time because we're already way past our time limit. So we'll have to call it a day. Anyone who wants to ask a question, please let everyone else get out of jail for good behavior and then ask good questions. So we'll pick up Amir Tashem next time. I'm still messed up again. What we didn't get to the chorus is just the Pnei Yoshua and the Torah Drayim, when you're going to ask. The just those two items. I'm a little misopic what I want to do next time because the whole criteria should be the stuff of, we don't know this should be the stuff of, if you're right, Isser versus Katz Malka. Is that the debt is canceled or that you have a, you've got to cancel the debt? One could bring it up here or we could wait until much later. We could bring it up here, or we could wait until much later. And I have to decide if I want to throw it in here or wait until much later. You know what? We'll save something for later a little. We'll save some lumbus for later in the year. So I want to go on to the Gemara next time. We'll just finish up briefly this discussion, and we'll go biter in the Gemara. Really through the end of Daf Lamed Vav on the base. So we'll start with the Gemara Rashi Tov, the Leon Vav and Base. I'll send that more, of course, later. Okay, let's hear the Gemara.
There was no problem with Rav Rakepet. There was no problem with Rav Miller.